With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn to that story that Irish visitors to the US will be required to disclose their social media histories from the last 5 years before entering the country. This is according to plans published by the Trump administration. Greg Swanson is the chair of the Republicans Overseas UK and Ireland. Greg, what has happened to America?
I thought I'd get a question specifically about that. I mean, America's a much improved version of what it was, you know, for 4 years under the last administration.
I have to put it to you, Greg, and I'm not trying to have an argument with you, genuinely.
Sure.
It doesn't look that way from the outside. Like, we grew up America, a bastion of the free, of liberal thinking, of acceptance of different views. This latest move is the absolute opposite of that.
No, I don't think so. Now, I don't think it's going to happen, first of all. And I surely worry about the slippery slope. You know, once they start looking at, you know, your social media history, then they start looking at other things. You know, I surely hope this doesn't, you know, escalate. But in terms of America being a great place, it still is. I mean, it's better, right? I mean, you know, yes, we're absolute free speech advocates. That's continuing. I know we're going through a little bit of, you know, speed bumps here in Europe, but America is absolutely free speech absolutism. You know, it's protected in the Constitution. So I think if it's really strictly screening for potential jihadists, okay. But I'm still a little bit skeptical that's possible. There's other ways to do that, and I think a lot of those ways are in place already. And frankly, when you stare into the camera at the airport, you know, facial recognition, they probably have everything on you anyway. So,
yeah.
So no, I'm not worried about America. It's fantastic. We've had a common sense revolution. And
well, sense, though. You talk about being a bastion of free speech still. A bastion of free speech unless you say something that doesn't go down well on social media.
Well, that's what I'm worried about, right?
Yeah.
First of all,
it reminds you, poem, first they came from the socialists and we didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. And it goes on like that. It reminds me a little bit of that.
Well, and I think, look, first of all, it's not going to be for U.S. citizens. So we have, free speech protections enshrined in the Constitution. It's for non-U.S. citizens. But then, again, if it's just screening for potential jihadism, which often can be found on social media, and even some of the assassination attempts and actual assassinations we've had in the U.S., you know, you've seen that there was a troubling, you know, social media footprint. I'm not a detective, but I surely would worry that it would go beyond that. And so, but the free speech protections for U.S. citizens are absolutely in place, and I'm not worried about that. I actually don't think this is going to happen, but that's just me.
Well, let's hope not. Greg Swanson, chair of the Republicans Overseas UK and Ireland, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.